Arturo Fuente Cigar Club, Cigar Expedition, Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Tobacco farms and factories are actually located closer to the city of Santiago, but you can get a whiff of the industry in Santo Domingo. The Arturo Fuente Cigar Club in Santo Domingo is a retail smoke shop, but it is also a gathering place for those who love to smoke their cigars and talk about the experience. It is a home later in the evening for anyone who wants to shop for fine cigars and accessories, have a drink, book one of the private smoking rooms for a personal party, or just sit in the bar and share cigar stories with people who love to hear them. Alan, my cigar-loving brother, tells me he met Carlito Fuentes at a cigar exposition in Las Vegas, Nevada a few years back, and has a photo of Carlito and himself with Carlito's sister. Alan likes the 858 Maduros and appreciates the civic works of the Fuentes family. This morning the store has just opened. The cleaning staff is at work, dusting and vacuuming, and the receptionist is kind enough to show me the club's premier cigar vault, answer my questions, wait for me to call my brother to see what cigars he wants, and show me some of the club's perks. One of the coolest areas in this shop is a little room off the main lobby that has individual lockers stocked with their owner's own personal stash of cigars. One of the lockers is owned by Angel Jimenez, a professional golfer. His name is written on a nice little card in a slot on the door of one of the lockers. The sales girl finds me a nice box for the half dozen cigars I buy, rings up my sale, and packs Alan's cigars nicely. She calls me a cab and advises me that the cab ride is not more than 200 pesos, which turns out to be 100% correct. Next time back here, I'll dress nicer, spend more money, and leave her a bigger tip. People on this island are exceedingly gracious. If they had this store in the Zona Colonia, I would be there every evening, trailing a cigar, still in its wrapper, in my right hand, listening to patrons rambling about their cigars, their love life, politics, and their latest business victories. I can think of better addictions to acquire and cultivate than smoking, but I would never talk bad about someone pursuing vices that only hurt themselves.